ಗೋಪೀಗಣವಲ್ಲವಾಗಿರಿ ವರದಾರಿ ಪ್ರಸಾದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಮುನತಿ ರಾವಣಚಾರಿ ಮುನತಿ ರಾವಣಚಾರಿ ಮಾರವ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧೆ ರಾಧಾವನ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧಾವನ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ವನ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ರಾಧೆ ಗೌರಾನ್ವಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರಾನ್ವಿತಾಯ ಗೌರಾನ್ವಿತಾಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾನ್ವಿತಾಯ ಗೌರಾನ್ವಿತಾಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ತಿಲ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಗುರುದೇವ್ 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 ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಗುರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಪಾವನ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನಕ್ಕೆ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ತಾರಕ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನಾಮ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರಕ್ಕೆ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்த நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வியாசம் ததோ ஜயம் முதிரயே நஷ்டப்ராயேஷ்வபத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவத்யுத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகே கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகி நந்தனாய ச நந்தகோபகுமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹ.
ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம். This is third canto, 11th chapter, text number 32. Is the sloka written there, 32? Yes.
அந்தஸ்தஸ்மின் சலில ஆஸ்தேனந்தாசனோ ஹரிஹி யோக நித்ராணி மீலாக்ஷஹ ஸ்தூயமானோ ஜனாலயைஹி. அந்தஸ்தஸ்மின் சலில ஆஸ்தேனந்தாசனோ ஹரிஹி யோக நித்ராணி மீலாக்ஷஹ ஸ்தூயமானோ ஜனாலயைஹி. அந்தஸ்ஸ தஸ்மின் சலில ஆஸ்தேனந்தாசனோ ஹரிஹி யோக நித்ராணி மீலாக்ஷஹ ஸ்தூயமானோ ஜனாலயைஹி.
அந்தஸ்தஸ்மின் சலில ஆஸ்தேனந்தாசனோ ஹரிஹி யோக நித்ரா நிமீலாக்ஷஹ ஸ்தூயமானோ ஜனாலயைஹி அந்தஸ்தஸ்மின் சலில ஆஸ்தேனந்தாசனோ ஹரிஹி யோக நித்ரா நிமீலாக்ஷஹ ஸ்தூயமானோ ஜனாலயைஹி அந்தஹ விதின் சஹ தட் தஸ்மின் இன் தட் சலிலே வாட்டர் ஆஸ்தே தர் இஸ் அனந்த அனந்த ஆசனஹ ஆன் த சீட் ஆஃப் ஹரிஹி த லார்ட் யோக மிஸ்டிக் நித்ரா
ஸ்லீப் நிமீல அக்ஷஹ ஐஸ் க்ளோஸ்ட் ஸ்தூயமானஹ பீயிங் க்ளோரிஃபைட் ஜன ஆலயைஹி பை த இன்ஹாபிட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ஜனலோகா பிளானட்ஸ். Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki The Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, lies down in the water on the seat of Ananta with His eyes closed, and the inhabitants of the Janaloka planets offer their glorious prayers unto the Lord with folded hands. Purport. We should not understand the sleeping condition of the Lord to be the same as our sleep. Here the word Yoga Nidra is specifically mentioned, which indicates that the Lord's sleeping condition is also a manifestation of His internal potency. Whenever the word yoga is used, it should be understood to refer to that which is transcendental. In the transcendental stage, all activities are always present and they are glorified by prayers of great sages like Bhrigu. So I'll finish one more verse. So we are taking one more verse, 33. Evam vidairaho ratraihi kalagatyopalakshitaihi apakshitam ivasyapi paramayurvayashatam
Thus the process of the exhaustion of the duration of life exists for every one of the living beings, including Lord Brahma. One's life endures for only 100 years in terms of the times in the different planets. Purport: every living being lives for 100 years in terms of the times in different planets for different entities. These 100 years of life are not equal in every case. The longest duration of 100 years belongs to Brahma, but although the life of Brahma is very long, it expires in the course of time. Brahma is also afraid of his death, and thus he performs devotional service to the Lord, just to release himself from the clutches of illusory energy. Animals, of course, have no sense of responsibility, but even humans who have developed a sense of responsibility while away their valuable time without engaging in devotional service to the Lord. They live merrily, unafraid of impending death. This is the madness of human society. The madman has no responsibility in life. Similarly, a human being who does not develop a sense of responsibility before he dies is no better than the madman who tries to enjoy material life very happily without concern for the future. It is necessary that every human being be responsible in preparing himself for the next life, even if he has a duration of life like that of Brahma, the greatest of all living creatures within the universe. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshuh Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamakhyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Recently, I was reading that Indraya Swaha, Varunaya Swaha, like that people do yajna for Indra and Varuna and many other demigods. And those demigods also come to receive the offerings given in the sacrifice. But Srila Prabhupada writes, these are not offered to them. These are offered to whom? To Lord Vishnu. But they are allowed to come and collect on behalf of Vishnu. That is also some prestige associated with that. Who is coming and collecting on behalf of Vishnu? So the demigods get some amount of prestige and name and fame for collecting on behalf of Vishnu and going. And the yajaman who conducts the yajna, they also get some prestige. That who is arranging the yajna? The brahmanas who chant the Vedic mantras, they get some prestige also. So, Srila Prabhupada writes, there is some amount of passion associated with such performance of elaborate sacrifices. But he writes that although ultimately, because it is meant for Lord Vishnu, some purification takes place for everybody, he says. Similarly, when I am told to give lecture somewhere, I feel like these demigods only. Because the demigods actually are collecting on behalf of Lord Vishnu only. Similarly, whatever we speak, we actually get it from the source of all knowledge, who is Krishna himself. Krishna Mande Jagat Guru, and which is handed down in parampara through the great acharyas, which we have read, we have heard, we have appreciated, and we are just repeating. So once his grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu was asking in one class, why am I asked to sit in this asana? So one of the students told him, so that we can see you, Prabhuji, properly. He said, that is also true, but that is not the only reason. He said, this asana is not something meant for me, it's meant for Vedavyas. But the others who repeat Vedavyas's words are also allowed to sit here and repeat it in parampara, like that he was telling. So the wisdom of Bhagavatam is oceanic, and the knowledge is very profound, and it has multiple layers and layers and layers of realizations of great devotees. But in the next 30 minutes, whatever little, just like the, you know, whatever sparrow can take in the beak, drop of water, like that, we can only take an ounce of the message of Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada wanted us to taste a drop every day like that, so that small drops of water make an ocean. As we keep on hearing little by little by little, then Krishna will reveal himself. So in these two purports, the first purport Prabhupada speaks about Yoga Nidra, we will speak a few words about that. And second purport, he talks about the sense of responsibility in the human form of life. So Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, lying in the Yoga Nidra is not like our sleeping at night. When we sleep at night, that is called Shushupti. Shushupti is deep sleep, which is also synonymous with deep ignorance also. We are completely ignorant. We don't even know where we are sleeping. Like, you know, a dog is sleeping in a platform and we are sleeping in a Dunlop pillow bed. There's no difference. Once we close the eyes and dog closes his eyes, both of them don't know where they are. We are completely absorbed in sleep. So that type of sleep is ignorance. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the example is given like a man who is sleeping in the forest under a tree in deep sleep. It is compared to somebody being swallowed by python. That example is given in the Bhagavatam. Swallowed by the sleep of python. Why python is given? Because mode of ignorance. So it's like mode of ignorance, sleep. So when Lord is sleeping, in what way is his sleeping different? Closing his eyes, nimilya. It says, you know, nimilakshaha. That's a very big difference between our sleeping and Lord sleeping. Lord is sleeping in Yoga Nidra, it is said. Yoga Nidra means Lord is actually wide awake, although he appears to be sleeping. This is the fourth stage called Turiya. Jagrati, Swapna, Shushupti, Samadhi. So the Samadhi stage is called Turiya stage, the fourth stage, where one experiences relaxed alertness. Lord is relaxing also, and he is also alert. In fact, you ask any yoga teacher, they will tell you, they do the Shavasana. In Shavasana, actually, many times when you teach Shavasana, in English they call it as a PMR, they call it, PMR technique, progressive, you know, muscle relaxation technique, they call it. They relax muscle by muscle, you know, in the different parts of the body. And then gradually one is supposed to meditate only on one part of the body, only the hand, only the hand, only the leg, like that. But in the course of doing Shavasana, people go to sleep only. They snore and sleep. Ideally speaking, one is not supposed to sleep. One has to be very alert, but one has to relax. It's very difficult to do both. When we relax too much, we go to sleep. When we are too much, mind is too much alert, we go to hyperactivity. But to do both, one has to be in the fourth stage, the Samadhi stage. And like one yogi in America, he was displaying his talent of long breathing. See, the yogis who do the pranayama, you know, inhale, you know, kumbhakam rechakam, purakam kumbhakam rechakam, they do, no? So he exhaled for 6 minutes or 7 minutes. As he proceeded, he did for even 8-10 minutes like that. If we try to exhale 1 or 2 minutes maximum, after that we will be running out of, you know, air. We can't do that. But even that yogi also, his breath completely went out forever after some time, because he died after that, isn't it, in this world. But Lord can take such an exhalation and inhalation, which is 3.11 trillion 40 billion years. Is there any yogi who can match him? Such a long time of taking long breath. So Lord can do such kind of exhalation, inhalation. And when he lies down also and sleeps in Yoga Nidra, that is glorified. Lord Ranganatha is lying down in Sri Rangam, and thousands of people come to see his sleeping beauty, isn't it? Pitam Madhuram, Gitam Madhuram, Pitam Madhuram, Bhuktam Madhuram, Suptam Madhuram, Rupam Madhuram, Tilakam Madhuram, Madhuradipate Akilam Madhuram, Madhuradipate Akilam Madhuram. So in this song, he's saying, when the Lord sings a song called Bhagavad Gita, that is very sweet. Pitam Madhuram, when he wears a dazzling golden pitambar, dhoti, which Bhishma Pitama is describing. The Lord looks very beautiful in that pitambar. And then he's saying, Bhuktam Madhuram. His eating beauty also, one can keep watching. As he's sitting in the bank of Yamuna, surrounded by his covered boyfriends, like a moon surrounded by stars, and he's eating the prasad, eating the bhog. In the bank of Yamuna, while the cows are all grazing in the grass. So it's a very beautiful sight to see. Similarly, he's saying Suptam Madhuram. His sleeping is also very beautiful to see. And when the Lord is sleeping, Yashoda is watching his Lord's sleeping beauty. Actually, in the Bhagavatam, it is said in Brahma's creation, when the living entities are created, you know, when we sleep in the night, drool comes out, you know, from the mouth. Drool means the liquid which comes out, the saliva comes out in the mouth. So, sleeping is not a very great activity. All the secretions of the body come. We are not so eager to watch somebody sleeping for a long time. But the Lord's lying down, sleeping beauty is also very enchanting. Yashoda wants to see that beauty also. So, we go to Jagannath Puri to see the eating Lord, who has a breakfast of the size of this room. Isn't it? And we go to Ranganath temple to see the sleeping Lord. Isn't it? And why is he sleeping so beautiful? Because when he lies down, in his sleep also he can create all these universes, Mahavishnu, isn't it? So how does he do that? While one is relaxing like this. In fact, this is actually the essence of art of smart work. Art of smart work means one has to learn to not become an actor but be a detached observer. So we have to be a detached observer and we have to desire, and then the desire will become manifest. Actually, many people in this world will spring into action, which is very easy for many people to do because they have fruity mentality. So they spring into action. Or when one is frustrated in one's attempt, one becomes detached, completely frustrated, because one is insulted, one is irritated, or one is not given the credit, then one withdraws. That's why Krishna says in that verse, Ma karma phala hetur bhur ma te sangostva karmani. While you should not be attached to doing the duty, he says that karmanneva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. You are entitled to do the duty, but you are not entitled for the results. And then he is saying, don't consider yourself to be the doer of the duty, and then don't be attached to not doing it also, he says. Just like government offices, when you go, you find the chairs are there only with coats, nobody is there. Why? Because they know that nobody will throw them out of the job. So they don't do the duty. They don't get any special perks or anything. On the other hand, where they get special incentives, people work like donkeys. So This is the tendency of all living entities. When the fruitive mentality is there, people can work hard. When the fruits are not there, they become detached. But the Lord, you will find, he is a detached observer, yet he does all the work only by desiring. In fact, Shastra say, if we become completely detached, following the example of the Lord, then whatever we desire will happen. That means it is like saying, when you have no material desires, whatever you will desire will manifest. You may ask, but I don't have any desire. Yes, that's the platform actually. A pure devotee of the Lord doesn't desire anything, but the Lord is very eager to fulfill the desire of a pure devotee. So like Prabhupada, without any desire, he went to America to glorify Krishna. But Krishna in turn glorified Prabhupada also, all over the world. Although Prabhupada never demanded it. Like that. So, this is the stage of Yoga Nidra where one can do all action only by lying in the Samadhi stage. Only from Samadhi stage. So, in one place, Bhaksan Saraswati Thakur says that there are Bhajanandis, there are Goshtyanandis. So, while explaining about these two, he says that both of them have a tremendous impact in this world. Goshtyanandi you know very well. Goshtyanandi means a preacher. You know, he preaches and touches the hearts of the living entities and transforms the hearts and brings them closer to Krishna, awakens faith in the holy name, you know, awakens faith in the lotus feet of Krishna and Krishna's service. And then a living entity who is completely downtrodden, absorbed in illusory energy, a pure devotee can bring out such a living entity and decorate the living entity's body with all the devotional qualities. A pure devotee can do that. That is Goshtyanandi. But Bhajanandi also has a tremendous impact. How? He says that Bhajanandi chants the holy name and absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord. He may not preach, but he generates a kind of Shakti which spreads all around the world and it influences the living entity. So in that connection he told his Guru Maharaj, Gaura Krishnadas Babaji, and myself, he said he preferred to stay in Mayapur Dham. He said, in Calcutta is Mayanagari, I won't come, he said. But he ordered me to go out and preach, he said, I am a Goshtyanandi. So he said, so he is like a motor, I am like a fan. Like a motor is in one place only, but it can become a prime mover for activating, you know, many others also. So similarly, a pure devotee who is a Bhajanandi also is desiring welfare for all the living beings. So let all the living beings, sarve janaha sukhino bhavantu sarve santu niramaya. So because of that they have influence on others also. Similarly, each of us, we have the power to desire good for others. In our own small way. Like a small lamp can give little light. A big bulb can give light for a room. The sun can give light to the whole world. Isn't it? Similarly, each of us have an ability to desire welfare for the other living entities. And if multiple living entities desire welfare for one another, then tremendous positivity is generated by that. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, lying in the causal ocean, is desiring to create the material world in all the different universes because he knows that the living entities are now desiring to do something independently. He wants to create a facility for them, like a father creating a facility for the son. And that he is very easily doing, effortlessly, lying in the causal ocean, in Yoga Nidra. And then such a Lord lying is beautifully described. Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gagnasadrisham Megavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmi Kantam Kamalanayanam Yogi Hridhyana Gamyam Vande Vishnum Bhavabhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham. So, the Lord who is lying, this is actually Pankajanabhi Lord who is called as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. He is described here in this verse. Shantakaram Bhujaga Shayanam. Bhujaga is the serpent. He is lying in the serpent bed. Padmanabham and the lotus which is generated from the Lord's navel is a place where Brahma is born. Sura Isham. He is the Lord of all the Devatas. You see, you will find when the Lord is lying in the Shetadipa also, in the Ananta Shesh, and the Lord is lying you will find a picture of Lord lying in the Ananta Station, all the devatas arrayed on either side. You will see, isn't it just like in Bhagavatam it is said, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutas Tunvanti Divya Istavai, like that, that is a verse. It begins with Brahma, Indra, Rudra. In the same manner, in the stuti of Lord Balaji, we recite this. There is a particular verse. Kamala chuka chuchuka kunka matoni yataruni tatulani latanok kamalaya talochana lokapate vijayi babavenkata shailapate. And then it comes. Satchaturmaka shanmaka panchamaka pramukakila daivata maulimane sharanagata vatsala saranide paripala yamamrisha shailapate. Here it says the Chaturmukha Lord is coming. Who is Chaturmukha coming to worship the Lord? Brahma. Panchamukha is who? Shiva. Satchaturmaka shanmukha. Who is shanmukha? Kartikeya. Panchamukha akhila daivata maulimane. All the different akhila devatas, 33 crore devatas are going. They are all very active people, but they are going to a sleeping Lord. They all are working hard to maintain this universe, but when they need Shakti, they have to go to the Lord who is in very peacefully lying in the Ananta Shesh, isn't it? So, in this way, in Yoga Nidra itself, Lord is performing so many activities. So many wonderful activities he can do. And then in the next purport, Prabhupada is explaining about the key word here is the sense of responsibility. Prabhupada is saying, you know, animals are absorbed in mode of ignorance, so they cannot think much about life and the goal of life, meaning of life, purpose of life and things like that. They are actually having a stunted consciousness, very covered over consciousness. They cannot think beyond. Just like, for example, if you see our cows here, you will see them eating a lot. Sometimes all day also they may eat. Yeah, they are eating something all the time. Actually, if you see, a cow has six bags, six stomachs. You know that? Yeah, cow has six bellies. Of course, one only you see outside, but inside, inside there are six. So first it takes in one, and then brings from first to the second one, and third one, and fourth one. Like that, they ruminate gradually. And then they... So, like this you will find many animals actually, the moment they are awake, they are busy eating all day. You will see like that. But as human beings you will find, we eat in the morning and then the afternoon and the night. Only thrice a day we eat. So, then why is the time given in between? For studying Bhagavatam. So, for thanks to Krishna, in human body he has not made us eat all day. If you have to be eating all day, similarly there are animals like polar bear which sleep all day. 6 months or so they sleep like that. So different bodies are in different gunas and they are absorbed in certain activity and they are very very busy and they are convinced that this is the best activity to do. They cannot, you see, jaise vichar, jaise achar, it is said. Whatever consciousness we have, that determines the activities that we will do. And the activity that we will do, that will decide our future also. So somebody may argue that, you know, God has created my body in passion and ignorance. That is why my mind is always running towards passionate and ignorant activities. So what am I supposed to do? See, Srila Prabhupada, he went to Hawaii one time because he got a news that some devotees had left the temple, slipped out of the temple. So, and the leader of the temple was very worried. He told Prabhupada that Prabhupada, joining people are less and the leaving people are more. You know, people go on Harinam and you know, if 10 people go, only 8 come back. Two are gone. So we need you to come and kindly give us some spiritual strength. So Prabhupada went there to Hawaii for that. So while walking in the morning walk, Prabhupada saw the Hawaii had bluish ocean waters. And the sandy beach was like golden powder. And the lushy green gardens blooming with colorful flowers and fruits. Actually, when you look around in Hawaii, you will wonder whether I am on earth or in heaven. And Prabhupada said,
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this material world is Dukkalayam Shashvatam. But in the material world, if you want to know a place which is not Dukkalayam, it is Hawaii. The Prabhupada says. This Prabhupada is joking. And then when Prabhupada was in the beach, walking in the side of the beach, he saw some boys were doing surfing. They were surfing in the ocean waters. So Prabhupada asked, what are these fellows doing? And devotee said, Prabhupada, they are surfing. Are they suffering? He asked. No, Prabhupada, they are surfing. So when Prabhupada came to give the Bhagavatam class, he said, today morning we went for a morning walk. I saw some of the young boys in the ocean suffering. And one devotee in the audience said, Prabhupada, that's called surfing, Prabhupada. You call it surfing, I call it suffering. Nice. I know what it is, but deliberately I am calling it suffering. Why? Prabhupada said, when the living entity comes to the material world, he always finds ingenuous ways, millions of ingenuous ways of enjoying separate from Krishna. That's what living entity wants to do. And Prabhupada said, this fellow has got a human body. Instead of studying the scriptures and chanting the holy name, he is playing with water like a fish. And that too, all day long he is playing. Surely the nature will award him a body of a fish. And he can continue to play in the water. In the next life. And he can spend all his life in water. Now he can only play in the daytime. In the next life he can be in water only always. Prabhupada said. So, then Prabhupada said, that's where Prabhupada spoke this famous statement. Sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together. Well together or ill together? Ill together. That's why Prabhupada spoke this famous statement in those lectures only. And then Prabhupada said, how are human beings different from the animals? He said. He said, the animals are conducted by instinct. Whereas in human body, although our body may be made up of passion and ignorance, still we have the ability to think and understand our predicament in the human body and try to connect with the Sangha of devotees where we can elevate our consciousness to Sattva Guna and beyond. That is possible only in a human body. And Prabhupada said, so one devotee asked a question to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, our mind is always flowing in the negative direction towards bad things. How can we get rid of it? Prabhupada said, by tapasya. He said, tapasya, austerity. Prabhupada said, when a young boy and a young girl, they see each other, there is a natural tendency for wanting to watch, look at each other more and touch each other's body. But Prabhupada said, to not touch is tapasya. And then he said, you have taken initiation and you have agreed to chant 16 rounds of Mahamantra and follow the four regulative principles. Until your last breath, you have to keep this vow. The vow which you have taken, the spiritual vow. And then for that you need determination to keep this vow. And the determination will come by tapasya, he said. Tapasya means to say no to sense gratification, especially when there is an opportunity being available to say no. And then Prabhupada said that will come by strictly adhering to the injunctions given. And then Prabhupada said, look at the pig. The pig is mixing with all other pigs, irrespective of seeing whether a pig is its mother or sister or daughter. The pig doesn't see. It unites with everybody. It has no discrimination at all. It has become so degraded. And Prabhupada said, as human beings, you know, man can has the ability to look at every other woman as a mother, other than one's wife. One can see every woman as a mother. And one should say no. And then when one says no to sense gratification, gradually the magnitude of tendency for sense gratification will reduce also. See, the more one avoids the negative wrong direction, gradually the amplitude of our tendency will also reduce gradually. But if one acts, then one is reinforcing the sanskaras. Again back like that. So, Prabhupada was speaking from Prahlad Maharaj. Sarvatra labhyate daivat yatha dukkam ayatnatah. Prahlad says, he told his friends, sukam indriyakam daitya deha yoge na dehinam sarvatra labhyate daivat yatha dukkam ayatnatah.
Yatha dukkha mayatnata means without yatra the dukkha comes. Without endeavor, the sufferings come in our life. Nobody goes to a temple and prays to God, please give me some, you know, malaria or, you know, give me some suffering. But the sufferings come without being invited. Same way, the happiness also, whatever is destined in our account will come. Prahlad is saying. So, and then he is saying, deha yogena dehinam. Every deha, every body has got a fixed pleasure, which it has, it can award you. Like a polar bear's body has a fixed amount of sleeping pleasure. Like that, every body has got a fixed amount of pleasure that is fixed. And nobody can actually change it. It's written in our Brahma Lipi. This much quantum of pleasure, this much quantum of pain. And you cannot change it. And that will come anyway. Don't struggle or strive for sense gratification. So, whatever comes your way, accept it and be satisfied. And one should not, like for example, a celibate, a brahmachari, avoids all contact with opposite sex and considers every woman as a mother. And grihastha is allowed to marry a woman, and man and woman, they are allowed to beget children and raise them in Krishna consciousness. But one is dissatisfied, and one is always hankering in this world for pleasures, then even if a man is married, he will not be satisfied. He will look for some other partner. Just like the animals change multiple partners, then human also will want to change partners. So, deha yogena dehina means one should accept whatever Krishna sends as Krishna sent gift for a person. Today Krishna gave me rice dal, I am very happy. Today Krishna gave me pulao, kadi, rasamalai, everything. That is also Krishna's gift. Isn't it? You will find, Avadhut Brahmana in 7th canto says, in the material world, you know, we all go through varieties of situations where sometimes we get very high class pleasure, sometimes, you know, no pleasure. He is giving an example. Sometimes I am raised on the back of an elephant and kept on a velvet cloth while people shower flowers, saying Jai Jai Kar to me, calling Jai to me and praising my glories and everything as a king. Another time I am in the middle of a jungle sitting on a chill ground and there is no one around. You know, I am all alone in the jungle, simply a beggar, and I am surviving on fruits and roots and berries and water. Sometimes he says, I am given a big plate of varieties of delicious 15-course feast with so many varieties of things. Other times, you know, even when I beg people, they drive me away. So, Prabhupada writes in those purports, in different lifetimes, the living entity encounters different situations. Depending on, you know, our punya and pap in the Purva Janam, we all go through different situations. The fame we get, the pleasures we get, these all are actually awarded by Krishna only ultimately, based on one's previous account. So these cannot be changed by us. Prabhupada says in Ahmedabad, there was one Modi. Prabhupada says this Modi, he had 50,000 workers working under him. Can you imagine? Although he was only Angota Chap. Angota Chap means he doesn't know how to put signature. He has to use his thumb only for that. And he had how many workers? 50,000 workers. Yeah. On the other hand, there was a doctorate in chemistry. That fellow didn't get any job in any company. All companies said, you are overqualified. So then he had to start a soap company, and he would go in a bicycle and deliver soaps to people and make some money for his livelihood. And Prabhupada says, just see, a doctorate is riding a bicycle selling soaps, and a Modiji is sitting and, you know, he is just counting money all day. And he has thousands of workers under him. So Prabhupada says, deha yogena dehina. Actually, whatever we are destined, we will get. Even if this doctorate fellow works very hard, he is never going to become Modi in his life. You would see that. So don't work hard in material life. That's the lesson. See, in material life, even if you work hard, the progress is not very appreciable. We cannot say there will be no progress. There will be little progress. For example, I am getting 30,000 rupees salary in IT job. I am working already 14 hours. And the company tells me, work 2 more hours and take 10,000 more. I get how many? 50,000 rupees now. So I can do that. Next month you will see you get sick because you worked too hard. You go to doctor and give him 10,000 rupees every month. Huh? So ultimately you get 40,000 plus disease. That's all. Huh? That's how the nature is designed in this world. You know, one suffering comes, oh, I don't want it. It will go and come from here again. Huh? You cannot escape the suffering. Huh? So, that is why the Shastra say, don't work hard in material life. Forget about it. And spiritual life, the progress can never be checked. He says. In spiritual life, it all depends on, it's actually, a spiritual life is a game between Jiva and Krishna. When the Jiva shows sincerity, then Krishna will reciprocate in a powerful way. And any Jiva has the ability to express his heart desire, express his desire to render service to Krishna. And Krishna can elevate any Jiva at any time, irrespective of, you know, whether one is born in the Chandala family or Yavana family, or one is born high class, low class, educated, uneducated, literate, illiterate, whoever one be. That is why intelligence means to invest in spiritual life. For example, in Pune, one boy wanted to join the ashram. So he said, I have finished my degree. So after 1 year of ashram life, one day he came and revealed, Prabhuji, I told you one lie. What is the lie? He said, I didn't complete one paper in engineering. So I just told a lie that I have completed. So later on he said, I may change ashram. So what do you say, should I complete it? Then we told him, go to college again. Finish that degree and come. Then he went and finished and came after that. But why I told you this example, in engineering some 46 papers are there in engineering. Even if you don't complete one paper, you cannot get the degree. Even if you finish 45 papers. Material life is like this. In material life, unless you do the complete thing, you know, you cannot earn the degree. Just like imagine, a man worked hard and earned money and collected some 40, 50 lakh rupees loan and he started constructing a house. At the time of finishing the foundation and erecting the walls, now bricks are there, ceiling is also made, all the wires are all just now begun, work is begun, and he finds money is running out. And the flooring is not made, wall is not plastered, the lighting is not done yet, and the doors are not yet put. Can he live in that house? I mean, 90% of the house is over. Can he live? So material life means unless you complete it fully, you are not successful. But that's not the case in spiritual life. In spiritual life, even if one has done little, svalpam apyasya dharmasya, trayate mahatubhayat, Krishna says. Little also you do, and then next life you continue from where you left. From there you continue. So that is why it is meaningful to invest in spiritual life. Material life, it is useless to invest in material life. Because material life, even if you are 90% successful, you are still useless. Because the house is unfit to live, and the degree sheet, you will not get it unless you finish everything. So, here that is why he is saying the animals, they only do material life because they have no good sense of spiritual life at all. But human beings should not live like an animal. That's the point. So unfortunately, the whole world is chasing after material life. Just like Prahlad Maharaj was telling his friend, what is it, was after the Kaumara Masharitva Inga Dharman Bhagavatanika, all that he told them. And then he is saying, Yata Yipurushasyeha Vishnopado Orpa Sarpanam Natata Vindate Kshemam Mukunda Charanambujam. He told his friends, after this is the next verse, the one verse before this, he is telling them that, you know, Tatpayasona Kartavyo. He is saying that do not do prayas, my friends. He is telling his friends, my dear friends, do not do prayas. Karma prayas is useless. Don't work hard like this. And then they said, he told them, your ayu will go in working hard. They said, our ayu is meant only for that. Why can't we work hard? See, Prahalad, if you don't believe, if you work hard, see our bank balance. It's increasing. So much money we get, so much palaces we build. Is it not wonderful for us to have all these facilities? And you are telling us to worship Krishna. What will we gain by worshipping Krishna? So for that he is giving this reply. What he is saying? Yata hi purushasyeka vishno padopa sarpanam natata vindate kshemam mukunda charanambujam. My dear friends, whatever material gain you may accrue in this life, they will all be left behind. But if you worship Lord Vishnu, you will get Mukunda Charanambujam. You will get Kshemam. You will get liberated from this world of suffering and you will enjoy everlasting happiness in the lotus feet of Mukunda Seva by doing that. And then he is explaining further about devotional service. So, at the end of all this talk, they asked Prahlad, Prahlad, this knowledge is so enlightening, it is so joyful. And they all did chanting and dancing with Prahlad. Then they asked Prahlad, Prahlad, you are a prince. You lived in the great palace of your father. Even we guys used to go here and there outside sometimes, but princes like you, you know, you would never come out of the palace. Whatever you need is provided in the palace for you. How is it that you are speaking such amazing wisdom, which we don't know? We are hearing from you for the first time. So then he said, when I was in the womb of my mother, I got association of Mahabhagavat devotee, Narada, and which I am repeating to you, there is no sublime knowledge than this, this pure devotion service. This is a rahasyam, parama rahasyam. So iti rahasyatvat, it is said the definition of rahasyam, parama rahasyam is given by our Sridhara Swami. He says, iti rahasyatvat anjasa swamukhenaiva bhagavata atmalabdhiye. There is one more word I have missed out. He is saying, rahasyam means, he says, swamukhenaiva, it should have been spoken by the Supreme Lord with his own mouth. That is one thing. Another thing he says, anjasa, it is very easily obtained. Vidushamati bhumsam, he says. Avidushamati, which means, even if a person is unintelligent, he can very easily understand this rahasyam. You may wonder, rahasyam is generally understood by an intelligent person. Whereas here he says, even if somebody is not very intelligent, but he gets association of a pure devotee, he can be elevated to the spiritual world. And then he is saying, anjasa, swamukhena bhagavata, atmalabdhe, very easily one can attain the ultimate goal of life. And this is parama rahasyam. Why it is rahasyam, confidential, although it is printed in the books and distributed freely to thousands of people during the marathon time? Because, just like for example, I give you a book in Latin, will you be able to understand? You know, sometimes people bring this Telugu book or Bengali book, everything looks like a jalebi, you know. You can't understand what it is, you know. Similarly, that is the meaning of rahasyam. You know, the book is open, shlokas are available, anybody can, any Tom, Dick and Harry can read it, but we won't understand unless we show sincerity to serve the lotus feet of a pure devotee from whom we hear it and understand. At appropriate time, this knowledge will be revealed to us. So, in this way, here, although it talks about responsibility in human form of life, it is understandable that the responsibility is devotional service. In human form of life, one should take devotional service very seriously and not work hard in material life. Understanding material endeavors are useless. So these two sentences, they strike to me hard in the book Civilization and Transcendence book when I read it. He says the material progress is no progress, Prabhupada says. The dog is running on four legs and you people are running on four wheels. What progress have we made? Prabhupada asked when he was in America. So what progress have we made? So he says, material progress is no progress and spiritual progress cannot be checked. He says, so if you are having a Luna and a Maruti and a Benz, automatically Benz only will come first in the race. Then Maruti, then Luna, isn't it? Even if you apply, you know, if you press the accelerator, you know, in Luna, it can make a lot of noise, but it can never catch up with a Benz car. Is it not true? Similarly, if you look at all of our bodies, somebody's body is like a Benz body, somebody's body is like a Luna body. So body is like a different model cars. Yeah, this is like model car only. And we have different type of psychophysical natures. Our intelligence can reach different heights. Our mindset, our bodily limitations also, we all have. Different people have different type of body. So this body and the subtle body, we cannot change it. It's already awarded to us in this life. Whereas the soul, For example, somebody is sitting in a luna and is praying to Lord, Lord can come in a helicopter and hook up, put a hook and take it, and it can come first in the race, is it not? Isn't it? And that is how Prabhupada did. In his ripe old age, he went to America. Krishna took him in a helicopter. And then you can see how Prabhupada, the miraculous, humanly impossible feat Prabhupada achieved by depending on Krishna. So when Krishna Kripa comes in life, then impossible will become possible. So Krishna can change our material destiny also, just like he blocked the sun and changed the destiny for Arjuna. So it is always wise to depend on Krishna rather than to depend on our own material arrangements. So that is the actual sense of responsibility in life. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaksh Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.